WBLS 107.5, number one for R&B. You know, with all the TV shows on right now, how can we keep up? But there's one show that you have got to be watching. It's called The Shark Tank on ABC. Every Friday is on, but the season finale is coming up this Friday at 8 o'clock. And Damon John, you know, he's a friend of mine. You know him as the founder, owner of FUBU, amongst many other businesses. And you're on The Shark Tank.
I am. I'm having a good time.
And you're not the asshole on the show.
Well, you know, my kids say I am, but everybody else says I'm cool, you know?
Now, just to explain to everybody what the goal is on Shark Tank.
Okay,
you're,
so
you're
the
looking
goal
for ideas here.
Well, basically, the goal is on Shark Tank is myself and four other individuals. So I'm the smartest, and I call the rest of them morons, right? And they're the sharks, so we're the sharks. And people come on, they want to pitch their businesses that they currently doing $1 million, $10 million, or they, you know, an invention. And what they come on and they say is basically, listen, you know what? I'll give you 20% of my business for $100,000. At that point, we can't negotiate the money. We can give them either more money, but not less. But we can negotiate that percentage they offered us. So I can say, well, you know what? I'll give you the $100,000, but I want 50% of your business.
But how do you decide what ideas you're going to want? What do you judge
them on? Well, what do we judge them on? We generally judge, you know, I've noticed that we generally judge businesses on the person. Honestly, you know, if you look at somebody and you don't like them, and I always say when I'm speaking that a judge or a jury convicts somebody within the first 30 seconds of seeing them, they just after that want to hear the things that are going to make them believe what they said is accurate, because this is going to be a partner of yours for the next 10, 20 years. So usually we judge them on that. Then we judge the product. If the product we feel is doing $1 million in business a year, can it get up to 10, 20, 30 million?
Well, you know what, David? There's a lot of people listening right now. We talked to over 2.5 million people across the tri-state.
Right.
And, you know, guys, we come up with these bright ideas and then never know how to make them become a reality. What would one have to do to get your attention?
Well, first of all, the two ultimate things to get our attention are sales numbers. You have sales. You've done some form of sales or it's patented. That's it. Because, you know, if you have an idea and it's not patented and you didn't do any sales, it's just an idea.
Okay.
You know?
And then there's 200 other people in the world that have come up with the same idea.
I came up with five ideas while I was in this room.
But do you own that idea you think you came up with?
There's 6 billion people on the planet. We all come up about 20 ideas a day. So think about how many times an idea is formulated. So you have to actually have a patent or sales or, as they call it in software, proof of concept, meaning that you made it, people have used it, it works.
Very good. So now, on the show, they asked you guys to put up your own money.
Yep.
Your own money.
When they first called me, they said, listen, we went to your Shark Tank. I said, that's it. Now I'm going to get paid. I'm going to be a, you know, jillionaire. I'm going to be hanging out in Hollywood. And they said, and you got to use your own money. And I hung up. I did. I said, yo, I'm good. Don't worry about it.
How much of your own money here?
Well, last year, I think, you know, I made several deals. So I made deals up to about $1 million in deals. By the time the deals actually went through, I probably spent about $300,000.
Well, at least
year.
It's a tax write-off.
Some of it.
Yeah.
It's only half of it's a tax write-off.
You know, I've been trying to get out of him what his net worth is. He just won't tell me, right? How does a man go from Hollis, Queens, what, you said living with your mama, working in the basement at one point?
Yeah, Red Lobster, Hollis, Queens, you know, carrying LL's drawers on a tour, you know?
A net worth of, all I've gotten thus far is that it's over $50 million.
Well, you know what it is? I'm fortunate enough to be around a lot of millionaires and billionaires. Like Mark Cuban is one of the sharks, and he was like last week. He was acting like a jerk on the show, you know. And when you have $100 million, or $200 million, or $300 million in net worth, and you're sitting next to a guy $6 billion, $7 billion,
you feel broke.
You're really not saying nothing.
But when you're sitting next to somebody who's still an employee of another company, you know, you're saying a lot. So you've accomplished a whole lot in
Thank
your
you.
Career. What's next for you, Dane?
I mean, what's next for me is really, you know, I've ended up becoming more of the deal maker, the guy who goes out and talks to some of these big corporations and tells them how to work their brand. So, you know, I've been doing branding all my life, whether I knew it or not. And I think that's the next step. You know, I'm doing a lot of speaking. I'm on the road. And I still love my fashion. Still love it. You know, I still have about 5 or 6 clothing companies. Well, actually, 12 clothing companies, but we probably put about 5 of them on the back burner because it's
them.
So bad out there.
Name them, because we don't even. A lot of people may not even realize that you own some of the clothes on their back.
Well, you got Heather Rhett, you got Drunken Monkey. We still work with Willie Esco, Crown Holder, Coogi, FUBU. We had Kappa United States. Had Ted Baker at first when it first came to the United States. Ether, I think, is another brand. So we have a lot of brands, but, you know, I'm not saying that to say, yo, everything is gravy, because 6 of them we're just putting on the back burner because it's